This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits, Sharia, who's making progress with meds, and Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at weightwatchers.com. The new Wegovy pill is now available through Weight Watchers. Powerful GLP-1 results in a simple pill at the lowest price available. And with Weight Watchers, you can get doctor support and personalized nutrition programs. See if you qualify at weightwatchers.com. Ad not reviewed or approved by Novo Nordisk.
Welcome to the podcast from the St. Louis Sportists. An occasionally smart, always irreverent look at sports in St. Louis and beyond. And now, your St. Louis Sportists.
Hello and welcome to the podcast from the St. Louis Sportists. I am joined by Joe Sperlin.
Hey, good to see everybody. Glad to be here.
Tom Mathis.
Hello, everybody. Hope you're all doing well.
From deep in the heart of Texas, April Sechting.
Happy to be vertical.
And from Western St. Louis County, I am Ron Cook. And in this edition, Mizzou keeps drink and closes out with a win in Arkansas. A chilly, cold win, huh, Joe Sperlin?
Yes.
What needs to change for the Tigers for next season? The Blues get creative with injuries, and Benner gets chippy with Monty. The Chiefs pretty much have to win out to make the playoffs, and as predicted, the college football coaching carousel spins wildly. The St. Louis Sportists are brought to you by First Coast Steel Buildings. Jason and his team will take your project from design to completion with a family-first approach. Learn more at firstcoaststeel.com, and we'll hear more from them and Sandra Templeoff later in the show. And tonight's Last Call is brought to you by Black Dog Consulting, LLC. They're here to help the one truck owner and the small fleet owner to grow and prosper. Contact our buddy Dave Reinhardt at 417-217-9622. Black Dog Consulting, helping you retrieve bigger profits. We would like to ask you if you have just a minute to like us, rate us, leave a comment, especially if it's a good one. We're on X, Facebook, Blue Sky, and again, as the kids call it, the Gram. And you can watch this madness on YouTube if you'd rather do that than listen. You can see our beverage choices of the night, whatever they may be. And our website is stlsportists.com. As always, we're going to start it with the quick hits. Joe Sperlin, what do you have?
As you said, the college hiring system, unless you're Penn State, they're the the accounting firm of first in, last out. But sources, I love that when sources are listing that /agents, and they end up getting better jobs, and that would be or get extensions at their current job, and that's including Drink, Texas Tech, Georgia Tech, Vandy, BYU offered to go to Penn State. BYU comes up with more money. Even the guy from New Mexico got an extension and more money. But the hire I kind of like was Pat Fitzgerald at Michigan State. I think there's a guy who's been sitting there watching everything that's been going on. He was cleared of all the charges against him, and I think he knows what it takes. And he'll have access to more money, perhaps, than he ever did at Northwestern. So
I'm interested
in what he does at Michigan State.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that as I was walking the dogs today, and I'm like, all these people that got extensions basically got money for really nothing.
Yeah.
Right. Yep.
You know, I would like to see a school actually say, we don't care if he leaves or not. We're not giving an extension.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
That would be refreshing. I'd like to draft that statement.
Yeah.
Tom, what do you have?
St. Louis University Billikens, their soccer team is heading to the Elite Eight this weekend. They'll be playing Akron. They won in penalty kicks Sunday. I watched most of the second half and overtimes, and that was very, very interesting and fun to watch. So they did play Akron earlier in the year. They lost 3-0. That was in September. So hopefully they've improved since then. And if they win this game, they'll be going to the College Cup, the men's soccer version of the Final Four. So that would be pretty cool to see. It hadn't happened in a long time.
Yeah, and like we said last week or 2 weeks ago, they are the UCLA of men's college soccer, more championships than anyone else.
Yes, they are. Yep.
April Sechting, what do you have for us?
I think it's been a minute since I've been on this illustrious podcast, but I believe that I mentioned that my husband and I were going to a Chiefs game in Denver, and I would just like to report, unsurprisingly, that we survived the Chiefs versus Broncos in the Mile High Stadium. We survived it. I'd like to know from the Blue Horseshoe guy what the over-under was of me being, let's just say, selectively detained in the Denver area was on that. It was touch and go. I'm not going to lie. It was touch and go. The game was great, except for the final score. The day was beautiful. The beers were approximately the price of silver. Other than that, yeah, it was a little, like I said, it was a little touch and go as far as the, do I get to stay in Denver behind bars or whatever? But, you know, that's why I'm interested. Like, was there an over-under on, do I stay or do I go? I mean,
we're just happy you're back.
Yeah, I was getting ready to say that's always a 50-50, you know.
And I consider it generous. Thank you. Thanks for that.
It's always interesting going to a game in enemy territory, you know.
Right. Yeah. For the most part, people were civil. There was like 1.5 elements of verbal violence and like physical violence, because my husband's amazing. And when I started to engage, he's like, and we're walking, we're going to the train, we're walking, we're not going to stay. And that was it. But it wasn't.
It also probably helped that the Denver fans were happy at the result.
Yeah.
I suppose. Yeah. They were very fancy down in the fancy seats, but
yeah,
it's a beautiful stadium and it was a gorgeous day. I'm sure we'll get to these 3-point games and, you know, the way they're rolling. But yeah, good stuff.
My closest encounter was when I was at the University of Missouri Columbia, and they had just lost to the Louisiana State Fighting Tigers, and we were at a bar, and there was a guy who had had a few, and I had on my LSU livery, and I walked past. He's like, I wouldn't be caught dead in a shirt like that. And I said, well, I guess I'll just have to go get over it by drinking out of one of my many national championship cups. And Keith's like, let's go.
Yeah. Good call.
Very nice. Very nice.
So, April, I am so glad that you are on this call for my last hit, because I am it has not sunk in what I am getting ready to say. The Missouri State Bears are going to a Division I bowl game. I cannot believe it. I never thought I would see it in my lifetime. Even when the season started, I mean, we made a joke about this, Joe. Remember, I started to say, if the Bears go to a bowl game, you're like, you'd better stop right there.
Right.
Yeah.
Because the entire thing was not eligible. And then it was like, people were going through the, let's see, okay, what happens if we don't have enough teams? Oh, Delaware and Missouri State qualifies.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that.
But yeah, this is, again, April, we go back to, you know, seeing about a couple hundred people at games and, you know, some very bad offenses and very bad things. And now here we are. Holy cow, we're going bowling. So shout out to everyone at Missouri State University and the Bears. It's great to be a Bear. Joe Spurlin, you, as we mentioned, happen to be in Fayetteville, or as some call it, Fayette-Nam, to see aforementioned Tigers take on the Razorbacks and come away with a win. What were your thoughts as man on the scene there?
You know, first of all, we lucked out and we had the seats that were right under the lip of the West Grandstand. So the misting rain did not get involved with us. And it was remarkably nice weather. I was actually way overdressed. And the fourth quarter started and a huge cold front come through. And it was enough that everyone turned and looked at each other and went, did it get cold? And then a guy turned and looked and said, hey, man, it's really cold down here now, just to like random people. And whoever picked Eva on the tap out, you were correct, which I knew she would be. She looked at me and she said, it's starting to get cold. I'm ready. And I said, well, this game was over a long time ago. I'm going to compare Arkansas, and I was sitting there during the game going, how can I explain this? And then here's what I could think about. Arkansas was like the right fielder on your little league baseball / softball team.
I'm feeling targeted, just FYI. Okay. I'm a little targeted right now, but keep going.
You were worried about what was going to happen when the ball was hit to them.
Still today. Yes, true.
Yeah, there's probably a chance they're not going to catch it.
Highly likely.
Yeah, but, you know, they go three or four batters and there's not one hit to them. And then the second there's one hit to them, you go, oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Now, you know they're not going to stop it. And I think it was the Hardy run where everyone on Arkansas touched him but did not tackle him. And I said, yep, that's it right there.
The Tom, you know, talk about, you know, you mentioned the right, Joe mentioned the right fielder and not catching the ball. I don't think that the University of Missouri Columbia could have completed a pass if there was no defense out there. The passing game, all kidding aside, there was a serious conversation up here, and you may have heard it because I know we listen to a lot of the same things, about whether or not Perbula and the passing game has actually regressed in the last few weeks.
Oh, it's totally regressed. He just is, he's got happy feet, and he's, you know, he's not on target. He's just almost like he's just flinging the ball around. I remember it was like after the second game of the year, and I was reading a report, and they're like, yeah, Perbula is the second-ranked quarterback in the SEC. And I'm like, oh, we might have a chance this year. But he went totally backwards. I mean, he regressed, and there's just no way that you can count on him being the quarterback next year. So I'm going to have to go with Dollars.
In fact, we're hearing rumors of him returning to Penn State. That popped up this afternoon, which kind of – I'm kind of thinking, don't you at least want to know who the coach is before you go?
Yeah.
Well, Joe, Mizzou had 15 passing yards in the first half and had 10 in the second half. But I'm telling you, they didn't need to throw it. I mean, there was no need to throw it. And then I will say the times he did throw it, he did not throw it well. And when he did, they dropped it. I mean, there was a lot of drop balls. That's why I was
surprised.
Because
they were surprised it got to him.
But,
hey, what's this?
The runs, you sit there and go, well, okay, they kind of stopped that. And you're like, my God, that was a 6-yard run right there. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, he stopped them. Incredible. Yeah. Oh, that was for another 6 yards. So,
yeah.
The Arkansas coach has a lot of work to do defensively.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah. And so, of course, after all of this, Drinkwitz gets extended. Tom, there's been a lot of media up here kind of saying, okay, great. It's not kind of the, oh, my goodness, thank God he's staying. Now, I know there's some of that, you know, in corners of the fan base, but it's more like, well, I guess that's okay. That he's hanging around, you know, which is not your usual reaction to an extension.
No, it's really not. No thing I'm kind of happy about. It's just really just a 2-year extension. He already signed another extension like 2 years ago. So it's just another 2 years. But at some point, he's got to win a big game. He's got to win against Alabama or Georgia or, you know, just a ranked team. And for him, I mean, 0-4 against ranked teams this year makes what was really almost a successful season unsuccessful. Because at the beginning of the year, I know we did our preview and we're all, you know, most people were saying 7-5, 6-6. I did say 8-4, but you can't lose those four games that they lost.
No. And Joe, one of our favorite, or one of my favorite, John Facenda lines was, hopes that were high in September can wilt and die in November. And if you look back at the 6-0 Missouri Tigers, when people up here were saying, well, this has to be a playoff team. And, you know, two halves of the season.
Oh yeah. I mean, because there was five wins that you're like, you got to win those five games. I mean, those are just gimmies. And then and then they struggled with the people that they probably should have struggled with. But I still think there was people, if you'd have said 8-4, they would probably would have said, yeah, we'd take 8-4.
Sure.
With what was coming back. And, you know, I think we even joked about how when the season opened, their number one offensive player was their guard, one of the guards.
Right. You know? Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, we were having trouble naming skilled players, if I recall correctly.
Yeah. Right. And
we've burned all those episodes. I mean, I know.
Yeah. Good luck finding them on the internet. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Of those four games, they had a chance to seriously win three of them. I mean, Alabama, if the breaks go the right way, they win it. They probably should have beat Vanderbilt and they probably should have beat Oklahoma.
Well, it's the famous coaching saying of we have to get to the next level.
Yes.
What have we got to do to get to that next level of beating those people and going 10-2 instead of 8-4?
Right. Yeah. You know, and by the way, our hot rumor is looking like the latest projection is showing Mizzou versus Illinois in Nashville. So we've only been willing that into existence for what, weeks now?
Yeah.
Hey, there's nothing better than these. If there's one thing I would love to do, I would love to sit in the phone calls with the ESPN people and the conference people going, okay, I think it would be almost like fantasy football. All right. You have the number one pick in the conference.
Who do you want?
Where do you want to go and who do you want to play?
Right.
And then they say it and they're like, okay, hold on. I'm going to call them and see what they want. And they come back and they say, that's a no go. Uh-huh. They do not want to
know. Yeah. Yeah.
This team or this team? No, we're not doing that. Okay. We'll give you this. Okay. Let's do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Mizzou's telling me they went to Nashville last year. So they're not going to do that 2 years in a row.
Hey. And then ESPN says, if you don't cooperate with us, your ass will be at Shreveport.
I was just going to say that. We've been to Shreveport too many times.
And I was just going to say, you're asking for a level of transparency that doesn't exist in the space where we live right here.
And then if they fight you at that point, it's like, well, we'll see you at 11 a.m. a lot next year, won't we?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Yep. Those night games, not happening. You're on the SCC network at 11 a.m. Congratulations.
And if I have to raise my voice once more, you'll be on ESPN Plus a lot.
Don't make me stop the car.
April Sechting, it was a big night in Austin, Texas on Friday night. A very confident fan base in those Texas Aggies got a little unexpected comeuppance.
Well, having a best friend who's an Aggie, who's like elite level Aggie.
I was going to say, not just any Aggie.
I got to be careful. I got to be careful here. I am going to say that, like, coming in at 13 this week with really no chance at the championship, anything, all that Texas achieved this year was to be a spoiler. unfortunately, to Texas A&M, who had an amazing year, amazing coach, amazing players, all of the things. And the only thing that Longhorns really can hang their hats on this year is that Friday win. There's not a lot I can say without getting, I don't know, physically pummeled. that's like a palpable thing for me, but I still think that Arch Manning has a future. He's maybe not the early bloomer but everybody wished he would be. There's a lot there, you know, there's a lot of talent there, obviously, innate talent, leadership, risk-taking in the right ways. Unfortunately, like, this year just didn't fall their way.
Right, right. No, I think, and second half Arch, you know, back to our, you know, September to November, second half Arch was way better.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, exciting. I mean, he's exciting to watch. Mm-hmm. You don't know what you're going to get, you know, yay or nay, right?
I've got to say this. I would anticipate Arch Manning be a next year, a Heisman hopeful. Mm-hmm. Ron, I said that before you took a drink right there.
I would
thank
agree.
You.
Yeah. Thanks. That's good timing. No, I think he will be. I don't see any way he can't be. I think he's, if not a Heisman betting or early betting favorite. Hey, Joe, I had a busy weekend. How'd that Lane Kiffin thing turn out?
As the circus we expected.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, my goodness gracious, that was something the way that it all transpired. I chuckled reading him saying that he thought he handled it as well as it possibly could have been handled.
In light of pitchforks and torches?
I love the video of everyone getting on the plane to Baton Rouge.
Oh, yeah.
And Marty Smith, like, cuts across the airport, risks his life to catch him. Is that, so, I mean, God bless Marty Smith and the 45 hours he spent stalking Lane.
If there's not an award for what Marty did over those 2 days, there needs to be one.
I'll go with one of my favorite lines ever from Tom Cruise in the movie Cocktail.
Yes.
The ending has to be bad or it wouldn't be the end. So, and that breakup was going to be bad.
There was no way that it was going to be good. And so I've already had people telling me, you know, he's just going to leave LSU in a few years. And I'm like, yeah, sure. But I think it's going to be an exciting few years while he's there.
And that's what the money's for, Peggy.
And that's exactly. We have a Don Draper reference. That's what the money's for. I think that. Here is how I have mapped it out in my mind. He will be there 4 years. They will win one national championship. They'll at least make another Final Four, if not play for another championship. And then in 4 years, he will announce that he is taking the head coaching position for the Dallas Cowboys.
That's a bold statement.
Clip and save, dear listeners or viewers. There you have it. These conference championship games, these are kind of crazy because you've got Ohio State playing Indiana. They're two undefeated teams. They're both in the tournament. They both probably have a bye, yet they have to play each other Saturday night. And there's too much money to not have conference championship games, but yet you kind of almost wonder if they want to run their B team out there.
If BYU wins this week, somebody's knocked out.
Right.
Now, what if Alabama loses to Georgia, say two touchdowns? If Feinbaum said it today, if Alabama's not in the playoffs, college football will be abolished because it's just, I mean, it was like, wait a second. I'm getting knocked out for being in the conference championship and there's people who didn't play in it or in it. I mean, we talked about it just ending the college playoffs. You know, the Ohio State-Indiana game, you'll probably see things in that. You're going to see fake punts. You're going to see plays they've never run before to get it on video.
I hope so.
Practice for.
I hope so.
I mean, it might be the most boring game, or it might be triple reverses of like, hey, you got to prepare for this. Oh, yeah, we're going to onside kick because it means nothing. You know, Alabama, if they get beat 3 touchdowns by Georgia, it's like Alabama's in.
I can see that. I can see them running that one play where we're like, we're not sure this is legal, but we're going to try.
Yeah. Hey, it's going to end up looking like the last week of the NFL season when teams have a playoff link and they play all these guys, which Ron, I did not know this. I saw this talking about Missouri State and they said it. Red shirts can play in bowl games and it not count against their eligibility. Now, this is still considered a regular season, but in a bowl game, you can play a red shirt. I just wanted to make sure I mentioned that too. So
I had no idea.
I did not know that either.
That's just mind blowing. Tom Mathis, hang on. I'm just being told Tom Mathis has been named the head coach of the Penn State Nittany Lions. Congratulations, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. I know I was their 95th choice, but I'll take the job.
Well, I'm sure you'll look dashing in navy blue and white. So,
oh yes. Yes. Sir.
It does get cold up there.
Yes, I'm sure it does. That has been the strangest, every target that they've had has just gone and cashed in with his previous team or his current team. And I mean, from BYU's Satecki to anybody, then they try to go after Josh Heupel and he's like, nope, I'm not interested. So that one didn't make any sense at all to me. I don't think he would look good in the navy and white. So
no.
I believe, and I've thought this for a while, that the interim coach will get the job. The players like him. I think he's going to be the one who ends up getting it.
Yeah, that's going to be one of those who?
Yeah, exactly.
Joe Sperlin, we've read tweets from Adam Kramer, who goes by Kegs and Eggs for a while, and I nearly did spit coffee across my desk yesterday when he said, have they considered Virginia Tech's James Franklin as a potential candidate?
Yes, I chuckled on that one, too.
This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits, Sharia, who's making progress with meds, and Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at weightwatchers.com.
Yeah.
Oh, my. April Sexton. It was not a happy Thanksgiving for the Kansas City Chiefs in Dallas, Texas. Close, but no 10-gallon hat. Or how many gallons are the hats down there?
I mean, are you talking about metric system or like real?
No.
They're big.
No. I mean, we're all kids of the 80s, so like we understand the whiplash of the back and forth. Yeah, that was hard.
Patrick Mahomes after the game said, we can beat everybody, but we've shown that we can lose to anybody. We've got to be more consistent. And now they pretty much have to win out.
It's a win out. It's a win out situation for sure. So I've thought about this, obviously, because I overthink everything. So why wouldn't I overthink this? So the guy is an adrenaline junkie, right? Like we've established that. He loves to go to the very end of a game and like the very end of a 2-minute drill. And we're going to 30 seconds, 20 seconds, 16 seconds. We're going to like make all the crazy things happen, right? What he's done in this season is say, you know what? Putting the game on the line in the last few, like not enough. I'm going to run it all the way up to it's not just the game, the minutes, it's 5 full games through the end of the season. This is his adrenaline junkie, like coming out way crazy bad. That's my only theory. It makes any sense.
It's as good as anything I've heard.
I'm sad about that. That's as good as
anything I've heard. Joe Sperling, do they have a legitimate shot at this, or have they dug themselves too much of an Indiana Jones 007 kind of thing they can't get out of here?
Oh, I think they still got a chance. I mean, it's possible, but you're right. If they don't win this week against a pretty good Houston defense, I've got to throw this out. And this was something that I laughed tremendously as they were talking about the college football playoffs on Get Up, and Mike Greenberg this morning said, all right, we got to go to the NFL. And oh, by the way, if it was up to a committee to choose the NFL playoffs, the Kansas City Chiefs would be a lock right now because they all love the Chiefs, you know, because it was it was the same discussion of Alabama. How can you leave Alabama out? Well, hey, wait, how can the Chiefs be out of the playoffs?
There's no way. There's no way.
Mm-hmm. Little sad.
I'm gonna do something that you guys that is just gonna blow your mind. I am going to bring Tom Mathis in very briefly to an NFL conversation. Tom, I saw something that just kind of made me go, whoa. And I don't think it'll happen, but it kind of set me back a minute. Someone suggested, hey, what about Mike Tomlin going to Penn State?
You know, he'd probably do pretty good there because he relates so well to the players. Mm-hmm. So, you know, recruiting wise, I think he'd do pretty good. I just don't know how happy he would be there, you know?
It's Happy Valley. How can you not be happy in Happy Valley?
Yeah. I could see him getting tired of the NIL and recruiting process and transfer portal within the first 6 months. So
I think
he could do good there, but I just don't think he would last very long.
Yeah, and Joe, this is my kind of end run at saying fans were chanting "Fire Mike Tomlin" at the last Steeler game, which is kind of mind blowing.
Hey, they're still in first place. Them and the Ravens are going to battle that out. I mean, they're not happy, but hey, if you're not happy with Mike Tomlin, I don't know who else you think you're going to get. I mean, what is he, the third coach in the entire history of the organization? I mean, come on.
Three coaches in our lifetime. They're like the Missouri State baseball program, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say, did anybody yell fire Chuck Knoll? I don't think so.
No, I don't think so. Terry Bradshaw in the early days would have been the only person, possibly.
He might have,
On that note, it is time to hear from the good folks at First Coast Steel Buildings. And next, when we come back, we will look at 5 pro games and college playoffs in Blue Horseshoes Corner, as well as Cardinals, Blues, and who knows what else when we come back.
At First Coast Steel Buildings, we stand out by combining cutting-edge engineering with a family-first approach to customer service. Every building is custom designed, ensuring a perfect fit for your location and purpose, while our galvanized steel guarantees durability and resilience. Contact Jason and his team at 912-314-4848 or visit their website at firstcoaststeel.com. From fun to practical to industrial, First Coast will provide a custom solution to any building need. From fun projects like a backyard bar or she shed to an industrial storage unit for your business, First Coast has you covered. Visit their website at StCoastSteel.com or give them a call at 912-314-4848. Discounts for military and first responders.
And we are back on the St. Louis Sportist Podcast, joined by Joe Sperling, Tom Mathis, and April Sechting. I'm Ron Cook, and it is time for Blue Horseshoes Corner. Joe Sperling will take us through 5 NFL games and select college football playoff games. And folks, please remember that these picks are for recreational purposes only and should not be the basis of any actual wager, especially in Missouri now. Take that, Denny Hoskins. Ha! If you believe you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. These odds are from BetESPN at 11:30 a.m. this morning. And with that,
Blue Horseshoe.
Tom, we will start with the NFL. Now, remember, this is all legal now, December 1st, or as I referred to it, as Doomsday. I personally am playing it like December 1st never happened. That's all I'm saying. So we're going to start off with the NFL. Thursday night, this is pretty much a playoff eliminating game right here. Dallas at Detroit. Detroit is -3. Go ahead, April. Let's hear you say it.
Not Dallas.
Oh, shocker there. Ron?
I will take the Cowboys because they, man, I can't, what's the over-under on this game? Like 112?
I don't know. 112, possibly. That would be a record, I would think.
I know. Give me Dallas.
54.5. 54.5.
Give me, first of all, take the over and give me Dallas.
So you're saying, you know, this is like a, you know, 28-24 game. So anyway, you took the Dallas. I, too, they're hot. They're going. Detroit's kind of struggling. I, too, will go with Dallas. And then we go to the AFC Central. Those Pittsburgh Steelers, the Mud Hutters, are at Baltimore, -6. Baltimore, home, -6. It's still not too late to get on the bandwagon with me on Baltimore. And I will take Baltimore -6 because I think A.A. Ron Rodgers, he's struggling. April, I see you saying yes.
I'm saying yep.
Going to say yes.
I'm saying yep. With you, with Baltimore, Joe.
All right. Ron?
Now make it 3. It still blows me away that the Dallas receiver has more total yards than all Pittsburgh receivers combined.
And the guy that they wanted to get rid of.
So. Yeah.
All right. And then first place in the AFC South, Indianapolis, -1.5 at Jacksonville. For first place in the AFC South.
That's a coin toss.
That's a direction I didn't want to have to remember existed. Just FYI. I'm gonna go with Jacksonville just because, wow. The flowing locks and the momentum. That's all.
I, too, am going to take Jacksonville because Indy has a problem beating Jacksonville. So we'll see what happens, Ron. What do you think? Did you flip the coin?
No, I think I have a hard time becoming invested in Trevor Lawrence in any way, shape, or form. So,
nice.
So yeah, there you go. Give me the Colts.
All right. And then I hate to bring this one up too. Houston at Kansas City, -4.5. Kansas City, I hate to say this too. This is a Sunday night game. So should we say the, I started to say Arrowhead, whatever that stadium is called now.
It is Arrowhead, always.
Will be sufficiently warmed up, should we say? Kansas City -4.5. I am going to say Kansas City's going to win, but as we'll talk about in the gambling, the public loves Kansas City. That's a lot of points. So I'm going to take Houston plus the points, but I still say Kansas City wins. April?
I'm taking Kansas City because they got to do it. That's it.
They got to do it. Yes. Ron?
You just had your Len Dawson moment there, didn't
yes,
you?
Yes. I was getting ready to say the same thing.
I'll take the Chiefs.
And then, amazingly, two teams that are 8-4. If you would have told me the L.A. Chargers, Ron, were 8-4, I would have went, they've lost a lot of games. But Philadelphia, -2.5 at the Chargers. April, what do you think?
Yeah. I'm going to go with you exactly that. And
Ron?
The Chargers... Because the tush push has been defeated, and it's like in one of those Marvel movies when some superpower goes away. And they're like, oh, gee, what do we do now?
Well done.
I think the Chargers will find a way. Like I said, if you would have said they were 8-4, I was like, no, I know I've seen them lose 6 games.
Mm-hmm. You'd think 4-8, yeah.
Yeah, they had linemen that were like, we have 5 linemen. That's all we can play. We have a defensive tackle ready to back up, so. There is our 5 NFL picks as it quickly gets to playoff time. This is a big weekend.
Big weekend, for sure.
So as we go to college, we're just going to pick 2 games because You know, I don't think a whole lot of people are interested in the Troy James Madison or UNLV Boise. So we're going to go with the big dogs here. Tom, are you ready? We're going to have you start off the SEC championship game. And I did not write down. Ron, what was that? Hold on. I got it right.
Two and a half.
Alabama, 2.5, getting 2.5. Georgia minus 2.5 at the Georgia Dome. Or no, excuse me. Mercedes-Benz Dome. I'm sorry. The Georgia Dome was blown up right next to it. Tom, what do you think?
You said a while ago that Paul Feinbaum said college football would be abolished. Well, Alabama is going to win this game just so they don't have to abolish college football and keep them out of the playoff.
And by the way, Alabama has won 10 out of the last 11 games against Georgia. The only time Georgia won in the past 11 games was for the national championship game.
Wow.
Ron, what do you think?
Well, I think that I occasionally develop mental blocks, and one that I have developed has to do with the coach at Alabama, and I now pronounce his name like a caller on Feinbaum would, which is to say DeBar. and I think Kirby Smart is a much better coach than him, but yet Kirby plays 4D chess, so I think Kirby will alter the outcome in the way that he wants it altered, but I'll still take Georgia.
I think, as I like to jokingly refer to the NFL being scripted, the powers that be are going to make sure Alabama wins this game.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
That's all I'm going to say. Now, of course, I'm talking about the Alabama players.
Tough to dispute.
Is who I'm talking about. Now,
I forget if I told this story on a pod or if it was just in one of... No, Joe, I think I was talking to you. There was a famous incident that I did bring up where Patrick Peterson intercepted a pass against Alabama.
Yes.
And Alabama was up for the national championship. Peterson intercepts this pass late in the game that would have given LSU a chance to upset them. And he has the ball and 2 feet in bounds. And there's a picture of this. And then... they're like, the play is being reviewed. And this LSU fan tells the story that he's like, this is it. We're going to get the ball back. Or he's like, oh, I think we got this. And he said the guy sitting next to him was a Bama fan. He just started laughing. And he said, today's replay official wrote a book with Bear Bryant. This ain't getting overturned.
Yeah. And the replay official probably for this SC game will be Kirk Herbstreit. So
you'll have a headset. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Then we got the game we talked about, Ohio State minus 4.5 and Indiana. Anticipate the most boring game you've ever seen. Give me Indiana and the points because Ohio State, hey, they know how this works. You can lose and still win the national championship.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tom, are you with the shaking heads on Indiana plus the 4.5?
I kind of disagree because I think Ohio State's going to not want to take a chance losing the overall number one seed. So I think that they'll come out and they'll try to prove a point a little bit. So probably a seven-point win.
I go back to 69 when Hank Stram was playing the Raiders in the last week of the regular season, and he knew he was going to play them the next week in the playoffs, and he threw 6 passes. And I think that's what Indiana's going to do. I think Indiana is going to run the most vanilla offense, and they'll lose, and they won't care.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see that.
For those of you that want chaos, here's what you want to happen this week. You want Georgia to win by about 2 or 3 touchdowns. You want BYU to win. And you want Duke to win. If those, any combination of those three things, yeah. Good luck with that.
I love that. And also like boom, 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 chaos. No, yeah, chaos.
If BYU wins, oh my goodness.
If that happens at 1 o'clock on Sunday, there will be people screaming on ESPN and you will be able to see the veins in their foreheads like popping out. They'll be so mad.
Yeah.
Because they got, they'll be like 10-2 and going to the Citrus Bowl.
I think that's the one game. BYU wins. Oh my, look out.
Yeah.
So.
Well, thank you, Blue Horseshoe. And speaking of Blue Horseshoe, the 1st of December was a momentous day here in St. Louis, but all of Missouri. Hey, Tom, I don't know if you heard this or not, but FanDuel's coming to Missouri.
Are they? They've kept that pretty quiet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of a, it was a covert mission. It was a black op, I think. Blue Horseshoe, you are one of the foremost gambling experts in the state. And
I don't know about that.
What are your thoughts on this new day in the state of Missouri?
It is amazing of the people that contacted me that all of a sudden on a group text was like, all right, what's today's lock? Well, who does everyone like? You know, one of my favorites was when it said, who do you like in the NBA? And my comment was, don't bet on the NBA. That's the best lock right there. The commercials, this might have been the funniest thing I heard today. A high school kid who said he ordered Wingstop and he ended up getting a $5 wager to win $300. One of those advertisements, but Wingstop was doing it. And he said, I can't wait till I turn 18 so he can do the fantasy betting app. And I'm sitting there going, no, you don't want to do that. You don't want to do that. So, you know, it's just some of the things that people, and I'm going to talk about it in our closing part, but some of the things of just looking it up, you know, for you to win on bets, you need to win 52.4% of the time. And that's just not for a week. That's constantly, you know, there's, you know, they say 3-5% of the people actually win enough where they consider themselves professionals wagers on this. But, you know, the other rule is if you want to, you can only bet 1% of your bankroll so you won't go broke. And, you know, that's $10 on a $1,000 bankroll.
Joe, like, you're a saint. Like, what you just said is, that's like the most people first thing that you could have said about the whole gambling business. Like, this is what's happening. This is what you're not getting. This is what you are getting. Like, but kind of stop the magical thinking.
Hey, Tom Matha. Tom, do you remember when they said in 92 when the gambling started in East St. Louis that it was going to pull the city out of their economic despair and it would be like a new... Has that happened? I haven't...
No, I've driven through that area recently and it has not happened.
Okay. Well, it's any day now.
Yeah.
Right. Any day now, yeah.
Okay.
Well, and I'm gonna give you guys just this little thing here, and as I always like to say, Ron, as you said, parlays are as I always like to say, are the work of the devil, but they're entertaining because they pay off more. And here's what I would like for you to do: is to take a coin and flip it, and just pick heads or tails, okay? And do that 3 times in a row, and see how many times you will get all 3 coin tosses correct. Okay. The chances of you doing that is 1 out of 8, 12.5%. Now, occasionally you will do that approximately 1 out of 8 times. Well, and then that pays 6-1. So, you know, you have a $50 bet, you win $300. That's exciting. But the chances of you doing that all the time, and then people say, well, I have a little bit more knowledge than a coin toss. Really? Have you watched the NFL lately? I mean,
right.
Good luck even predicting games, let alone will the Chiefs win by 4.5 or not. And yeah. It's like anything else. It's entertainment. I've always said to people, they're like, well, how can you go to Vegas, you know, and gamble your money away? And I'm like, well, how can you go to Disneyland and spend that amount of money?
Right.
You know, you budget that. Now, I have actually come back from Vegas
with
the same amount of money I did.
It's an event, entertainment, not anything else.
Yeah. And last week, Joe Spurlin, there were three games in the National Football League that had a 3.5-point spread, and all of them were decided by 3 points.
Oh, and I'm not going to be angry about that in the last segment. I'm not, I promise.
But it is, I mean, you know, and if you believe you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Yes, by all means.
I have an anger management problem. Do you have a number for me?
Yes.
As they say, can we put that on the parking lot?
No, we'll can't, because we'll never park there.
Oh.
But I love you guys. Never mind.
Thank you. Hey, Tom Mathis, the Blues aren't any better. They're 9-11-7, and there's only four teams worse in the National Hockey League.
That is true, but they're just 3 points out of a playoff spot. They just have they have four teams between them and that last playoff spot, so it's very unlikely to jump all four teams. But this team is just so frustrating. They'll put a couple good games back together, back to back. And then the third game, they get the goalie pulled and have him fights with the coach on the bench. So you just never know what's going to happen with this team.
You almost wonder when Binnington got pulled after 5 shots very early in the game and starts chirping at the coach and the coach chirps back, if that's not one of those things where we say, and that's when we knew he was getting traded to Edmonton.
Right. I don't know if you heard what Monty said, but he said that, Bennington said, I love you. And he said, I love you too. So, you know, great. But yeah, I mean, that rumor it's getting some legs. I could see it happening. You know, be good for Edmonton to get a real goalie at some point. So it's possible.
I really hope that Stuart Skinner, the Miles Michaelis of the National Hockey League, does not come to St. Louis. That's all that I ask. Jimmy Snuggerud, Joe Spurlin, the People's Choice, out with wrist surgery for multiple weeks here. That doesn't help anything. And then April, one of the more, I've been watching hockey for a very long time. Tom Mathis has been watching hockey for a very long time. I am just going to go ahead and speak for Tom. I don't think we've ever seen a player go on the injured list with scalding burns to his legs in a home accident.
No.
That was an explanation on that?
No.
There is none. There is none.
No.
Turkey. April, is that turkey fryer to you? Does that scream turkey fryer?
What was the date range?
I think it would have been Sunday, maybe, Tom?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. Because they play Friday and Saturday. So it has
Sunday. So that's valid. That's valid. Also, other miscellaneous like cooking and or household incidents. But I also have questions.
All of St. Louis has questions. All of St. Louis has questions.
Fair.
Yeah.
That's very fair.
You're never supposed to end on a downer, Tom. Hey, Broberg is man, starting to look like a defenseman you can count on.
He really is. I mean, he's playing 26, 27 minutes a game, and he's just looking great. I mean, he's having some rushes and playing great defense. He looks really good right now. So, hey, I do have two questions for you. I'm kind of wondering about the line consistency. I mean, Monty loves to juggle the lines, and I'm to the point now where I'm just like, put these guys on a line and let them stay for 10 games or so and just see what happens, you know? And, you know, I don't know. I think that inconsistency of not knowing who's going to be your partner, not even game to game, but ship to ship at this point.
This is a brilliant point, Tom Mathis, that you are making, because think about those occasions where you've seen Robert Thomas make this fantastic pass from behind the net and it ends up going through the legs of someone standing right in front of the crease.
Right.
And it's because, okay, wow, I'm not used to having amazing passes like that come at me. Or, you know, so I agree. They need some, they need to learn how to play a little bit, because, you know, you think back to, okay, I'm going to take us way back, Hall and Oates, you know,
right.
They anticipated everything. They knew what was coming and when it was coming and what it was going to look like. But yeah,
right.
I think you're right. I think he needs to settle it down a little bit.
Yeah. And you had Federko and Suter and Sutter and Babbage. I mean, they played on a line together. It got Babbage 50 goals one year. So, mm-hmm. you know, play them together. And then the other thing is, I think at some point they're going to have to make a huge trade. And, you know, it's maybe Kyrou and one or two of the prospects, and just go get somebody who can score consistently, you know, be a 40 or 50 goal scorer. And we're talking about Kyrou maybe being able to score 30 goals this year. I don't think it's going to happen.
Not close.
But they just need somebody they can count on to score. And you may have to give up some good, you know, assets, but you're going to have to do it.
If Justin Falk is one of your main offensive weapons at this point in the season.
Yes.
There's a problem. There's a problem. Now, granted, I did see that he's like basically right there playing at a Kyle McCarr level, which that's talk about spitting your coffee. That's another one that basically, I didn't see that coming. But no, you're right. It would really be nice to have a consistent score, because, you know, Kyrou can be amazing in flashes, as you saw April Sechting. Kyrou can have his moments where you're like, wow, that's really impressive. But then he can also take like six games in a row where you're like in the 6 minutes to go in the game and you're like, has he been out there?
Exactly. Yep.
My last thing is,
I'm not trying to jinx anybody here, but the Colorado Avalanche only have one loss this year. So in case anybody hasn't been aware of that, I just want to make sure you knew that.
The Athletic said that, is this the best start any team has ever had in the National Hockey League at this point? And they're a team owned by Stan Kroenke, which...
I know.
I can't believe you guys even mentioned that.
I know.
Well, I'm not trying to jinx them, Joe. I'm just...
Okay, now I know why you mentioned it. Yeah, I was going to say. Colorado goes on a 12-game losing streak.
There you go. That would be nice. Hey, Joe, your favorite, Lars Nootbaar, who had the double heel surgery. It blows me away that they said Katie Wu, who is leaving the Cardinal beat, going to the Dodger beat. One of her last stories said that, hey, people like might not be scared off by this surgery. A little crazy, but okay.
They're going to give him a chance. He's going to go somewhere and get a chance.
Yeah, I guess that's what he needs, because the Cardinals haven't given him that in the last.
Yeah, soon to be All-Star Newt.
You're right. He is one of those guys that's going to have like an MVP season, and everyone's going to be like, he'll be the next. Oh, I can't believe they let him get away.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
I don't know about that, but still.
And then our last Cardinal note, Tom. Contreras's name has come up in the last couple of days as someone that they might be shopping.
Yeah, he seems to be more acceptable to trade now. So maybe they can, you know, if they can pull off the same kind of deal that they got for Sonny Gray without giving as much money. I mean,
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
Starter this year and a prospect down the line for Sonny Gray. So if they could get something like that for Contreras, that'd be awful.
Yeah, huge win. I mean, the guy's 34 years old. So, yeah, I would think so.
Yeah.
Hey, April, this Sunday at noon, the University of Missouri-Columbia basketball team takes on them there Kansas Jayhawks. And I had to explain to one of our mutual Texas friends that people from Missouri did burn the town of Lawrence to the ground at one point.
Oh, dear.
Tom, we watched the Tigers lose one to Notre Dame last night that maybe they shouldn't have.
Some defense would have been nice there in that last little few seconds of the game. I mean, they left the three-point shooter wide open and let him drain a three. You have one of your big guys going out at him to try to block the shot. But I don't know. You know, they're getting those stretchers where they can't score and they can't stop anybody. It's kind of frustrating.
Bad combination.
It's a very bad combination. So hopefully, you know, they kind of figure out. I don't know if they ever will with Gates. I like Dennis Gates. He plays a fun style of basketball, but, you know, sometimes he doesn't, try to play any defense. I do have a problem with last night's game. I don't know if you guys were watching, but Cruz, he got called for a technical. But just a few seconds before that, Notre Dame was shooting free throws. And him and the referee carried on a conversation that whole time. The referee was going at him. And then they get down to the other end. They call an offensive foul. Cruz has the ball, and he just shoots it. And the guy tees him up, the same guy. And, that really bothered me. I mean, that ref was kind of baiting him at that point. And who doesn't? How many times does somebody shoot the ball? Even after a foul's called.
Oh, in the NBA, they do it automatically almost.
Yeah, they really do. So that was bad.
Well, speaking of him, he is this year's Caleb Grill. It's almost like they tatted up Caleb Grill and he's the same guy.
Right. Yeah. I mean, and they played last night without Jaden Stone. He's probably their best three-point shooter. So they didn't have him. Maybe Cruz isn't shooting 12 threes in the game. I mean, he made a lot of them. He kept them in the game, but he also had Mitchell and other guys shooting threes. And, you know, that probably hurt him having not having Stone in last night's game.
Yeah, he has no shooting conscience at all.
No, he does not. He's Caleb Grill. You're right.
Yeah. Joe, we've had a robust slate of early. I think I've watched more college basketball this year than since the early 80s, probably. It's been some good games.
Well, because they know and they've made it for the NCAA tournament that guess what? You have to play better people. If you're good, you have to play the tier one teams. You have to play the strength of schedule because it all comes through. Are you listening, college football? Head to head matters.
Indeed.
You know, I always love it in February. It's like, a good win and a bad loss. It's like, oh,
yeah.
Could I have used that in college? Oh, that was a bad loss, if you know what I mean. That weekend, yeah, that was a bad loss. Bad decision right there. So,
April, okay.
Can you edit that later?
Yeah, we'll work on that. April, I think you and I at Missouri State, well, never mind. Anyway.
I know.
Anyway. I think that definitely pushes us to the last call. Go ahead, Tom.
I was going to ask, you guys saw the SLU ending the other night against Stanford.
I did not.
No. They were up by four. Four? Yeah. And they fouled. They were up by three. And they fouled. Stanford hit one free throw, called a timeout, intentionally missed. They got the rebound, kicked out, hit a three to beat SLU by a point. And
did not watch it live, but yeah.
Yeah. SLU, that's the kind of game that SLU can't lose with the schedule. They needed that win. I mean, Stanford's not great, but they are a Power Four conference team.
And those people who sit there and say you don't foul, they will show that to you every time.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So speaking of SLU last night, we had on the SLU Loyola Marymount game, and they were having technical difficulties and they didn't have the score bug up. And we were all about to go into the fetal position because we didn't know what the score was. We didn't know how much time was left. It was like, you know, I mentioned the early 80s again. That's what it was like. Remember when they didn't have... You didn't know what the score
was. You didn't know anything.
No. Like, oh, that's Dean Smith. Okay. Anyway.
Yeah, I know. You're like, I see a thing and a person and a score, maybe. But no.
Yeah.
Insides? No. None of it.
It was the dark ages. With that, we have reached the last call brought to you by Black Dog Consulting. Black Dog Consulting LLC is here to help the one truck owner and the small fleet owner to grow and prosper. Dave has 37 years and 4 million plus miles of experience with flatbed, step deck, overdimensional dry vans, and refrigerated units. Dave grew the last fleet he managed from one truck to 5 with yearly gross revenue of $3.7 million. And if this is the growth you are looking for, contact Dave at 417-217-9622 or oldblackdog0523@gmail.com. Black Dog Consulting, helping you retrieve bigger profits. Joe Sperlin, what is your last call?
As we finish up our talk about the gambling, when this was voted on, there were 2.9 voters in Missouri that voted on that amendment 1-2, whatever it was, and it approved by 3,000 votes only. And there was a while that it was not going to happen. But here's what's amazing. Monday, on Doomsday, December 1st, more than 2.6 million location checks on Monday alone for people logging in to accounts. Now, that does not mean they set up an account. That means they logged on. The company GeoCampy, which location checks, that does not equal a placed bet, but there was 2.6 sign-ins on Monday alone.
That is insane.
Wow.
Unbelievable. Well, gee, I mean, considering we were joking down here that we were almost yearning for a political ad as opposed to all of these casino ads. I can't believe that it's come to that.
Say it ain't so.
I'm looking forward to the amount wagered the first month and the revenue on the first month.
Oh, that's going to be silly. Especially with bowl games and the Chiefs still playing. And I mean, oh, it's a great time to
NFL,
start.
NFL, basketball, everything. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Sorry, Denny. Okay. Tom?
I'm going to make mine a double again.
Oh.
The first one is I just saw where Chris Kleiman of K-State retired.
Yep.
And I don't know, but a couple weeks ago, he was very emotional in the post-game press conference where he had been taking a lot of heat from the fans. I mean, the guy's done an outstanding job at K-State. He's kind of, you know, come back and got the team back up to where they are right now. So the guy's done a great job, but the fans, you know, everybody wants somebody a little bit better. So they weren't happy with what he was doing. So not really surprised by that because, you know, just how emotional he was. Uh-huh. And then in my other last call is today in The Athletic, Jason Stark had an article. And they were talking about how few doubles and triples there are in Major League Baseball right now.
Saw that.
And that he thinks that at some point they will limit to where the outfielders can play. And that there might be lines in the outfield saying the outfielders have to play in these positions.
Because and I bring this up. Because it is now co-ed football rules with the 200-foot line.
Right, yeah.
I mean, I'm not
about that. When they hit a line drive, they run hard instead of standing there watching it.
Right,
and waiting for a bat flip.
Exactly. Yeah. But my point in all of this is analytics has ruined baseball. You know, they go in and they They check everything. They find out where a guy's going to hit the ball, how hard he's going to hit the ball, how much spin. And they've really taken the fun out of baseball.
Yep. Yeah. It's what was it? I saw someone famously say, do you want to win or do you want to have a fun game? Because we can't necessarily, the two are not compatible.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Can I interject and say, are you saying that math is the devil? I like
in this case,
math is the devil.
Yes. In this case, I agree with Jill. In this case.
Yeah. Nicely done, Miss Sex. Just for that, you get to give your, you get to give your last call.
My last call is anyone who watched Monday Night Football, who watched the Giants field goal kick that was basically Lucy pulling the ball away from Charlie Brown. I'm sorry. If you didn't look at the thing and see it in that way, even though it didn't really happen that way. I don't know what to say about your childhood and all of the things, but that was just pretty awful. I know it
was spectacular.
It was okay, fine, yes. Yes, this or that, but I know it wasn't the deciding, it wasn't like the dramatic 3 seconds to go like thing in the game, but still, it was harsh. And any of us of a certain age, I'm sorry, if you didn't see Charlie Brown, Lucy, whatever, I'm sorry for your childhood.
Flying through the air screaming, ah.
Exactly. I got no point to that, but I sort of think that's what Last Call's about. So
Yeah. It reminded, you know, if I don't know if they still do NFL Follies, but if they do, that one will be on like for the end of time.
I hope so. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah. So for my last call, I'm going to update something that I talked about, Joe. I think this was about a month ago. I mentioned that the NHL hockey venue, or I'm sorry, the Olympic hockey venue was in trouble.
Yeah.
Oh, it's worse.
Yeah.
It is now 64 days until the first hockey game of the 2026 Winter Olympics, and the main hockey arena is still under construction. They were going to have a test event in the next few days. That's been canceled. Event organizers said, and April, here's some good messaging. There is no plan B. Okay, so you're saying, well, gee, that's all adorable, but Tom, guess what? It gets better. Now comes the news that if construction is completed, the ice surface, you know, and it's usually larger for the Olympics, right? You know, they talk about how those Nordic teams with their little fast guys always win.
Yeah.
It's going to be smaller than a regulation NHL rink.
Really?
Yes, it is going to be the same width, but it is going to be shorter. The smaller ice, they say, will absolutely influence both roster construction and how the games are played. Billy Guerin, the team USA GM, had a quote that I love. He says, no matter what their offensive gifts are, if you can't check, it's probably not the tournament for you.
Yeah.
Sorry, Mr. Gretzky, we don't have a spot for you.
Those of us old enough to remember, Chicago Stadium's rink was smaller than everything else in the rest of the league, which is why Chicago, the Blackhawks, had all of these goons that they would they were a team of goons.
Yes, they were.
And so there is still no target date for completion. That's reassuring. And April, back to PR again, when asked for more frequent updates, the Chiefs games operation officer gave this statement. There are daily updates in the sense that our team is there working every day.
So how cold is it in? It's Milan, right? Is that where
it's at? Yeah.
Just set up some pond hockey.
It's Mystery Alaska. It's find a pond.
Yeah. Just set up the tournament out there, throw some bleachers up on a pond, and let's just do it there.
Oh. That's and people will say it was the greatest thing ever. Every future Olympic game, Olympic hockey tournament will be outdoors.
Yes. Yeah. There you go. That's what they're shooting for. That's really what they're going for. They're just trying to they're just trying to disguise it.
It's the Winter Classic on steroids.
They're going to validate, yes, based on what it should be, yes.
Yeah.
My goodness. So on that somewhat hopeful and I don't even know what to call that.
Distressing.
Joe Sperlin. Yeah. Joe Sperlin, thank you, sir.
Yes.
Tom Mathis. Thank you.
Everybody enjoy Conference Champion Weekend. I don't know what to expect out of this weekend, but hopefully we get a good game or two.
Indeed. And April Sechting, thank you.
Enjoy the chaos. All my best.
And we would like to thank you for listening to this episode of the St. Louis Sportist Podcast. We'll be back with a new episode next week. And until then, take care.
And that wraps another episode of the St. Louis Sportist Podcast. Please like and subscribe to stay up to date on all the latest episodes. You can find these guys on all major podcast platforms. And thanks for listening.
¿Mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.